Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about a pheasant hunt that's coming up this weekend, a youth pheasant hunt sponsored by the Cass County Pheasants Forever Chapter. Becky Drager in with us this morning to visit with us by phone. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Jim. How about you?
Good, good. Thank you for doing the visit here this morning. And also, thanks for helping to coordinate all of this activity. Does it take a lot to put this together?
It doesn't take too much to put it together. We hold a couple meetings with the rest of the board members, decide where we're going to go, try to collect on how much ammunition we need to purchase ahead of time, because we give each one of the youth that are attending a box of ammunition, whether they bring a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge. We also provide hearing and eye protection and a hunting vest if they don't happen to have one. And then if needed, we will also provide a shotgun that they can use the day of the hunt.
You've got them covered.
Yes, we do.
You've thought of just about everything. How long have you done this?
I'm not exactly for certain how long the chapter's been doing the youth hunt. There's been several years where they weren't able to do it because the pheasant numbers were down. Mm-hmm. I have been doing it for the past 2 years now. I know about 6 years ago, my oldest one attended it and shot his very first pheasant ever.
It's got to be pretty exciting for a youngster.
Yes, he was rather excited for it. So I know all youth enjoy it. The Pheasants Forever organization has the youth coordinators or youth chairs, whichever you want to be called. They've got a mission for No Child Left Indoors.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about who can participate. So it's youngsters, but who specifically can do this?
We prefer that they're from the ages 12 to 16 and that they have completed the Hunter Safety Education course. The parent or guardian may attend as well with them as long as they bring their own hunting gear and have their hunting license, of course. There will be, five or six of us chapter members that will go with the youth if the parent or guardian is not able to attend. And usually somebody in our PF chapter brings a dog that likes to go bird hunting with.
Sure. You say they have to have completed the hunter safety training. Is that something that's done through Pheasants Forever?
Yes, they offered one back in August. They helped do a hunter safety course. It was held at Iowa Western Community College. But I do know that they are able to take it online. I've just never sat down and looked at the online course. I feel that the classroom is a better setting, in my opinion.
Well, they just need to be prepared, because this is going to teach them all the safety things that they need to understand to begin with. And then with the youth hunt, you put all that into practice.
Yes, we do put it all into practice.
So what is the youth hunt like that day?
Well, we meet at the Hy-Vee parking lot, usually about an hour to half an hour before we plan on leaving to go for the hunt. We go over some general safety rules with them. The parent or guardian has to sign a permission slip, and then we take them out to somewhere here in Cass County to go pheasant hunting. We've tried to utilize the IHAP areas that have been up and going in our county. I know there's one over by Anita. There's one by Messina. I'm not for certain where the rest of them are. I know we have several here in the county, so we're pretty lucky for that.
Sure. Becky, before we go any further, for those who don't know, what is an IHAP area?
It's an area where there has been, basically, it's like a food plot for the wildlife to thrive on. It's guaranteed food for them. A lot of farmers put them in and say, like, their CRP ground, or they're done in public hunting areas, and they're either maintained by the someone in the DNR or the NRCS office, or someone involved with the Pheasants Forever chapters.
These are areas that are designed specifically to enhance the wildlife there.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Well, do you usually get a lot of youngsters that'll come out for these hunts?
Well, last year we unfortunately only had three. This year, I've already surpassed that number. We have at least six registered to go so far. Okay. I'm hoping that we can get a few more.
Okay, so there is still time to sneak in yet?
There is still time to sneak in. They can give me a call on my cell phone at 712-249-5130 anytime between now and late Friday night the 21st.
Okay, still you've got enough supplies and things to be able to accommodate a few more children then.
Yes, we do.
Very good. The supplies, I mean, this costs money. This isn't a free thing. You've got the hard physical supplies that you're going to be using during that course of that day. How do you raise the money for that?
Their chapter raises the money when we hold our banquets from our auctions.
Those are very well attended.
They are very well attended. And this year our banquet for 2016 will be held on February 25th of 2017.
Okay. Yeah, you always get some good, not just good participation and good turnout, but some really neat stuff there, too.
There is always a very neat amount of items up on the auction and or for the silent auction. And we usually have quite a few raffles going on. There's games that are played. There's usually a gun available at the game tables where you play. You get to enter your name for a chance to win it.
And it's very supportive of the youth, too. It's not just an adult event. There are youth that participate in that also.
Yes, there's always a lot of stuff for the youth to participate in. We hold, during the banquet, they've got we call it a game room, where they get to go enter their name once for a chance at the items that we have collected for the youth. And also when youth attend our banquet, they become part what we call a rooster member. And this year we currently have about 30 rooster members in our organization.
Oh, very good. Well, it's important to get the youngsters involved in a lot of things like this because it's educational as well as, you know, fun too.
Yes. I enjoyed hunting as a child. I've enjoyed it as an adult. I'm very happy to be able to take my children to go hunting since the population has come back up for pheasants in the area. We'd like to see it grow more.
Well, and you are a living, breathing example of the fact that it's not just the guys that go hunting.
No, it's not just the guys. I have to say I grew up very uniquely, and I wanted to be able to go hunting, so I took hunter safety course when I was 16.
And you were probably one of the few at that time.
I drug my best friend with me. We were the only two girls in the class.
Now, so is your friend still hunting today?
No, I don't think so. I think she's only gone once since we ever took it back when we were 16, but she enjoyed it just as much as I do.
You still employed the buddy system there and made it
yep.
work. Well, very good. Do you still get some young girls that participate in the youth hunts now and again?
We haven't in the past 2 years that I have done it. I have a little girl that's of my own that's pretty anxious to go, but she's not quite old enough. But my husband and I do take our children out on our own time to be able to teach them the value of hunting and spend some quality bonding time together.
You bet. Absolutely. And that's really what it's all about, is that time that you get a chance to spend together away from things like cell phones and computers and all that stuff.
Yes. Taking them outdoors. That's why we say no child left indoors.
Very good. Okay, Becky, for folks who are thinking maybe about doing this, what do they need to know? I mean, is there anything that the kids need to bring with them that day? What should they prepare for?
Okay, what they need to bring is a parent or guardian either needs to contact me prior to the night of Friday the 21st, and then I will have a form that they need to sign. It's basically just a release form. I need to know what kind of shotgun they're bringing or if they happen to need one. Like I said, we try to provide the safety equipment, the orange vest, the hunting safety glass, the earplugs. And if you have them, you are more than welcome to bring them along. Then they meet at the Hy-Vee parking lot on Saturday morning. They can sign that release form then, or if they want to just drop their kid off, get a hold of me ahead of time. I'll get the form to you so you may sign it. And then when we will leave, we'll go do the hunt till about noon, feed them some lunch, and return them to their parents, hopefully with a bird in hand.
Hopefully with a bird in hand, you bet. There's nothing guaranteed. That's the way hunting goes, but you'll
yep.
have some fun trying anyway. And otherwise, you're going out on a hunt, so come dressed appropriately.
Yep, dress appropriately. I think our weather's supposed to be fairly decent Saturday, so you never really know. We're in Iowa, and it is fall, so as long as it's not snowing Saturday morning or downpouring rain, we'll probably still go.
No, it looks like you caught a real break this time around with your scheduling. So that's a great opportunity for the youngsters. So take advantage of it. And again, you can call Becky. That number is 712-249-5130. Don't miss out if the youngsters want to participate. This is a great opportunity for them. Becky, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great day Saturday.
Thank you, Jim. You too also.